From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. Polls in the first Super Tuesday primary state have just closed. That's Georgia. And NPR is projecting that Barack Obama will win the state's Democratic primary over rival Hillary Clinton. The Republican race among Mike Huckabee, John McCain, and Mitt Romney is considered too close to call. With 87 Democratic and 72 Republican delegates at stake, Georgia is the largest prize in the South for the Democrats today. We're going to our two reporters in Georgia now. Adam Hochberg is watching the Democrats at Manuel's Tavern in Atlanta, a longtime party hangout, and Kathy Lohr following the Republicans at the Five Seasons Brewing Company in suburban Atlanta. And Adam, let's start with you first. Georgia was the state that put Bill Clinton on the road to the Democratic nomination back in 1992. This must be a very sweet victory for Senator Obama today.
Yeah, and something that had been expected, because if you looked at the polls really for the past several weeks or months, we've seen that Barack Obama has had a pretty dominant lead here in Georgia, so much so that Hillary Clinton hasn't done much campaigning here in the last few weeks. She hasn't been on television at all with commercials. She's made a couple of campaign swings through the state, but nothing nearly as substantial as what Barack Obama has done.
Let's talk a bit about what exit polls have shown there in Georgia. About 52% of the Democratic electorate is African American, and that vote went overwhelmingly for Barack Obama.
Indeed, if you take a look at the exit poll numbers we're getting, we're showing Barack Obama with more than 80% of the African American vote. And as you said, about 52% of the people who voted in today's Democratic primary in Georgia were African American, and that was a little bit higher than what we've seen traditionally in other Democratic primaries. Normally that number about 40%. So it appears that black voters came out in greater numbers than they have before, and their support overwhelmingly went to Senator Obama.
And Adam, what about the white vote in Georgia?
Divided more. Hillary Clinton did win the white vote in Georgia, but it's a much more divided vote. Our exit polls are showing her with a bit more than half of the white voters, about 54%, but not the kind of dominance that Barack Obama had with African American voters.
And Hillary Clinton has been benefiting from a gender gap in a lot of these early states. Did that show up in Georgia for her?
Well, we're showing a little bit of a difference there between white women and African-American women. Among white women, Hillary Clinton did very well. Almost 60% of the support of white women for Senator Clinton. But for African-Americans, the support for Barack Obama transcended gender.
Adam, what were you hearing about turnout around the state today?
Well, pretty strong from what we've seen. I haven't seen any official turnout numbers yet, but at the precincts that I visited in Atlanta, there was a pretty good flow of voters, and a lot of people really motivated by this race. The Republican race, as we'll hear from Kathy Lohr, is very close, so a lot of Republicans coming out. It's motivated as well by what they consider to be the historic nature of the candidates.
Okay, that's NPR's Adam Hochberg in Atlanta, and we're going now to Kathy Lohr, who's been tracking the Republican side of this contest. And Kathy, all three of the leading Republicans, very competitive in this conservative state. What are exit polls showing about the conservative evangelical vote?
Well, the conservative evangelical voters are going for Huckabee. Close to 6 in 10, according to the polls, are white evangelical Protestants, and Huckabee is winning most of those, 43% to Huckabee, 26% to McCain, and 28% to Romney. And then among those non-evangelical voters, McCain and Romney split the vote. But it is true that here in this state, the evangelical vote is strong. They come out, they vote. In fact, Huckabee was at a church in Atlanta area over the weekend with evangelical voters, and they were very strongly behind him.
And what are Republicans in Georgia telling the exit pollsters that is their main concern in this race?
The main concern is the economy, and McCain and Romney seem to be taking those votes more than Huckabee does by a slim margin. But many other issues have come up. Today, when I was out at one of the poll sites in the suburbs, the economy was raised, but also the war. Immigration is a big issue here, taxes, and values. There are a lot of people that said to me, you know, the candidates aren't really talking about the issues that matter most to me, and that's the country's values.
There have been a lot of arguments among Republicans over which candidate has the most experience as compared to which candidate might share voters' values. How did the Republican candidate seem to stack up on those issues in Georgia?
On the issue of values, obviously it goes to Huckabee. On the issue just two-thirds of the voters here are conservatives. And so those voters break evenly between Huckabee and Romney. And the one-quarter of votes here who are moderates, McCain wins that by a wide margin in Georgia, according to our exit polls.
Kathy, I gather this is the first statewide election in Georgia where voters had to show photo ID. Did that seem to cause any trouble today at the polls?
We've been hearing a couple of stories where it has slowed things down a bit. There are computers that verify folks' IDs that you are able to vote in the election, and some of those computers went down for a while today. So there have been some long lines. There have been questions all along about this voter ID process, but the Secretary of State now is saying that, you know, there were just minimal problems. I guess we'll wait and see.
Okay, NPR's Kathy Lohr in suburban Atlanta. We also heard from NPR's Adam Hochberg in Atlanta. And just to recap, NPR is projecting that Barack Obama has won the Democratic primary in Georgia. On the Republican side, the race is too close to call.